Amen. I tell you this morning, Lord, I'm dependent on you. Can you stand up this morning and just lift your eyes and say, Lord, I'm dependent on you. If you can't depend on nobody, you can depend on the Lord this morning. Amen. Lord, I'm depending on you. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand this morning. Oh, just think about the goodness of God this morning. Oh, how, you can't depend on a lot of people, but you can depend on the Lord. Amen? You can depend on the Lord. Amen? You may be seated. For some reason, I think that you gave the Lord a hand because I asked you to, and that would sound a little more like an applause for me, but not for the Lord. So if you really want to applaud the Lord and give him praise this morning, give him a praise this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. So it is easy to see the things that are going on in our life. It is easy to see the failures that are in our lives. Amen? It's easy to see all the turmoil that we go through. And sometimes we wonder whether God really cares about us. Amen? We see these things and then we begin to lose faith in God's plan for our lives. We like to say, oh God, I know you got a plan for my life. And when is it going to start? Amen? Because you want God to start that plan in your life when you're ready. But when you're ready, that's when God will start the plan for your life. I don't know if you got that. You get that? I said you're ready for God to start the plan for your life when you're ready. But when you're ready, God will start the plan. Amen? I want to encourage you this morning about the truth about this person, that this entity that we call God, who is really our creator. And not just our creator, but our sustainer. Amen? We hear about that word so much today, sustainable energy, sustainable this, sustainable that. But I want you to know that God is sustainable about everything that there is. Amen? Even in this, today is Earth Day. He is the sustainer of this earth. Amen? We are trying to sustain Earth now, but he's been sustaining it for thousands and thousands of years, millions of years. He's been sustaining this earth. And he doesn't need no help, but we just like to mess things up. Amen? We just so full of mess. We just mess things up that we got to consider a day to sustain things that God has given us. Amen? So when you feel that your faith is fading, we need to read scriptures for guidance. Amen? When you feel like your faith is fading, we need to read scriptures for support. Because when you read the scriptures, that is where you find reassurance that there is hope. Amen? Have you ever talked to somebody and said, give them the condition that you're in? And they say, well, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what you should do, and you start losing a little hope and a little faith. You need to pick up the Bible and read, because that Bible will sustain you. Amen? The Word of God will sustain you. God is ready to heal. He's ready to answer our prayers. He's ready to help us to persevere. But we got to have this one thing that he's asking us to have, and that is faith. Now, faith is your chariot on the road to victory. Amen? I said faith is the chariot on your road to victory. But I got a caveat this morning. You have to have faith, and you have to have faith in the faith. There's a difference between faith and the faith. Amen? Come on, somebody. Amen? Because faith is not a destination. It is a vehicle that fills our destiny. Because there is a place that you have to reach, and you can't reach it by foot. It will be reached by faith. We got walls and bridges to cross. Walls to climb, and the only way you're going to climb it is by faith. Amen? When we read the Bible, and we read about men like Enoch and Abel and Moses and Abraham, how they worked and how they survived by faith. Amen? They survived by faith. So the word by faith tells you what they did. And in the Bible, it tells you that they did it that way and they wrote it that way so that you and I might better understand how we are going to be transformed from glory to glory. Amen? Because you can't get transformed from glory to glory except by faith. Amen? Now, you have to think about it because there's many that are non-believers that will tell you about faith. Amen? I remember they used to have this statement, keep the faith. And the people that say keep the faith actually know nothing about faith. Amen? So we walk around with these cliches, but we don't understand that it's coming from somebody that don't believe. But people do believe when they get in a situation that they gotta have faith. But we have to have faith at all times. We have to have faith for people who don't believe. We have to have faith for people who are sinners. We have to have faith for everybody that we come in contact with. Amen? For your children, for your husband, for your wife, for everybody, for people in this church, the person next to you. You got to have faith for them as well. Amen? Faith is not a mental attitude. You ask somebody, do you have faith? They say, I believe. Faith is not a mental attitude. Faith is a spiritual condition. And there is a big difference between an attitude and a condition. Amen? Because an attitude don't necessarily tells about the condition that you're in. Amen? You could be sick, but you could have a correct attitude. Or you could be not sick and have a bad attitude. Amen? So our attitude in faith is wavering. We can't have an attitude about faith. But when we have a condition of faith, it is a condition, is a standing way that we feel. It is a standing way that we present ourselves. It is a standing way in which we conduct our business. Amen? Have you ever walked into a situation and your attitude dictated your fate? Not your faith, your fate. But if faith is a condition, your faith can turn around and affect your fate. Walking to a judge. We went in for a traffic ticket. And I could tell that the judge on the other side made a judgment based on attitude, not the actual conditions of what happened. Amen? So the attitude, it had a cause in the fate that we had. We had to pay the ticket. Now, if I went in there with a spiritual condition of humility, it might have been different. Amen? So there is a big difference between faith and the faith. The mandate that Jesus set forth to his disciple was simple, it was specific, and it was clear. He told them to have faith in God. There's a big difference between a heart that has faith in faith and one that has faith in God. In this time of great challenges, we are commanded by Jude, as he would say, to earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Amen? We wonder why things don't happen like they used to happen. Because we don't have the faith to contend and fight for the faith that was once delivered. When it was delivered, it was given to them. So when we want to have that kind of deliverance, y'all didn't get that one. When we want to have that kind of deliverance, we have to fight for the faith. There is an intimate relationship between faith and the faith. Here, faith is the act of believing. And the faith is the truth that we believe in. Amen? So the faith that is the faith believes that the promises of God, that if we believe on Jesus, we will be forgiven and cleansed of whatever sins we have committed. This is the faith that brings us to salvation. As John said in the opening of his gospel in John 1 and 12, but as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And that is one of the greatest promises in the Bible, that he that believes on him and that received him, they gave them power. So in that scripture, there's two things that are happening. There is the action of man, and there's the action of God. Amen? Man's action is to receive and believe. Now, to receive, that means that you have to receive what God is saying, but not only to receive it, but believe. And when you do that, it says in the scripture that God will give you power. You wonder why we don't have power. It's because we don't believe. But we're always ready to receive. You can't do one without the other. You have to receive it and believe it. The scripture in Romans 7, 10 and 17 says, to receive means to accept for oneself. And believe means to place one in trust in the faith of God, the word of God. So I cannot receive it for you. You have to receive it for yourself. Amen? And not only do you have to receive it, but you have to believe it. We receive it and we believe it for other people, but ultimately you have to believe it and you got to receive it. Amen? The scripture then says, so then. Romans 10 and 17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When he says, so then, he is saying, so I was saying. Because the scripture before talks about the unbelief of people. And they're asking, well, how are we going to get people to believe? And he says, so then, as I'm saying and as I always say, faith comes by hearing. Not just hearing anything, but hearing the word of God. There's a lot of things that we hear. We're so chattered up, we can't even think sometimes. So much noise is going on that we can't hear nothing. We can't even hear the word of God. We can't even hear God speaking to us because we're so involved with all these other things going on that we cannot hear what God is saying to us. We cannot even receive what he's saying to us. So you can hear some things and you can't even think that this is God talking to you, because he does talk to you. Amen? I know he was talking to me on Friday. See, I know that the people in the funeral, they heard some things, but did they receive it? Did they believe it? The only thing I was hearing is, I can't believe that this happened. Well, you have to believe that it happened because it's there. So you believe that it happened, but you have to believe that it can be prevented. You have to believe that no matter what happens, that God is in control. No matter what happens, God is in control. Amen? So when you say and you sing, oh, I'm believing on you, you have to know that God is in control. So in the scripture, it is saying hearing of what is preached from God. Paul distinguishes between the two ideas of hearing and understanding the preaching of the word of God. So hearing alone does not bring salvation, but faith in the message does. I have to say that again. Just hearing the word of God does not bring salvation. But applying the word of God does. Amen? Having faith and believing the word of God does. There's plenty of people who come to hear the word. Do they believe the word? Do you believe the word? So then, what is the faith? As I said, there's a difference between faith and the faith. The faith is what we believe. The faith is the food that makes us strong. It makes our faith strong. Amen? The faith is the weapon which faith yields. Amen? The scripture says, but they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, while which some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through many sorrows. This is Paul writing to Timothy. And Timothy had to run from all of these other things that the world is putting out there. Amen? Timothy had to run because they wanted to promise riches, just like the world today. So the Bible definitely says that we have to fight the good fight of faith. Amen? Lay hold onto eternal life. They're saying that we have to fight the good fight of faith. So to me, that means that faith just don't come easy. It's not just handed to you. There's an action that you must do. You must fight the good fight of faith. Because every time something comes up, your faith is going to be challenged. So when your faith is challenged, you have to fight. When your family is challenged, don't you fight? Amen? When your faith is challenged, you got to fight. Paul says, fight the good fight of faith. In other words, you have to fight, but lay hold on eternal life. So that means that because we are citizens of Christ, citizens of his kingdom, in order to hold on to that promise of eternal life, we have to fight the good fight of faith. Because once you stop fighting, you become faithless, you lose that promise. Amen? Whereon thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. He wants us to know that it is a battle that we have to go through. Amen? The faith is the rule by which faith settles on. Amen? When we go through situation, the faith, what we believe, is the thing that we settle on. It is what we resolve to. It is what reconciles us to what happened. It is something that has to be inside of us. It's an inhibitor in us. Amen? The faith is what we believe. The faith, amen? The scripture says to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Amen? So the faith, we have to settle on it. Amen? We got to resolve ourselves to it. This is not faith. This is the faith. This is the faith. This is the faith. The word of God, what we believe in, is the faith. It's not your faith. It is the faith that God gave us, what he promised to us. Amen? The faith is the checkbook which faith signs. Amen? I was supposed to bring my checkbook down here, but my checkbook is up there. So you take your checkbook, and you write something in there, and you put a number in there, amen? And then you sign it, amen? You have to sign your name. You have to sign your faith, your personal individual faith to the faith. I can have faith, but if my faith is not in the faith, what kind of faith do I have? Hallelujah. You have to sign your name on this checkbook called the faith. Amen? Now, faith is the act of believing. Amen? And John 1 and 12 says, the faith is the truth believed, but faith tells you that when you go through something, that you can do certain things. Amen? See, faith told Stephen that I will stand in God's will. They took him and made him a deacon. Amen? And he didn't know what to do, but he says, I will stand in God's will. You see, faith will allow you to do things that you don't even know that you can do, but if you stand in God's will, you'll be able to do it. Amen? Your faith will take you places. The Bible tells me that faith will take you before great people. People you had no idea that you can stand in front of. Minister Ricardo and I went to and Brother Mike, we went to a meeting the other night. And the man, the pastor speaking, he talked about selling drugs. He talked about making big money, being locked up. And the chief of police, he says, now I have his number on speed dial. But his faith took him someplace that maybe 20 years ago he never thought that he could get to. Because God is outside of time. Hallelujah. Maybe in year 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, people said, he'll never be nothing. He'll never get there. But his faith in the faith took him someplace that people thought he'll never get to. Amen? The faith, your faith will say, I will rest in God's bosom. Just like in 2 Timothy 1 and 5, he says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, I am persuaded that in thee also. That is saying that it is inside of him. It came from grandma. It came through ma. And now it's in him. Hallelujah. There's some things that is in grandma today. There are some things that is mom today that you don't even know it's already in you. But when you have faith, all of a sudden God will bring those things out of you. Paul says, I am glad in his joy. Amen. He says in Romans 5 and 1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't you want joy? I always talk about I don't need happiness because if I got joy, oh, hallelujah. It is joy unspeakable. Paul is saying I have joy and I am glad in his joy that no matter what is going on, I am joyful. God has got me. We sing this song today. We come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. Amen. You can't do that without faith. Hallelujah. Your faith, he says, I am molded by his truth. We go to Romans 4 and 20. Last week I preached on it, and it talked about Abraham. It said he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Faith is believing. Hallelujah. No matter what it is that you go through, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, he will see you through. We talked about last week having faith, Abraham having faith when there was no faith, having hope when there was no hope. Your faith is having faith when it doesn't seem like you should have faith. It's when it seems like everything is dark, when everything is bleak, like nothing good is going to happen. Nothing else is going to change. Having hope, having faith, you will find that it will change circumstances. Amen?
Hallelujah. It says further that when you have that kind of faith, it is when God, Jesus, can act on your behalf. Hallelujah. I don't know why I'm repeating this from last week. It's not in my notes, but I need to say it again today. That Abraham had hope when there was no hope. He had faith when there was no faith. He was dead when he was alive. Some of us are dead to the spirit. And we got to wake up. And when we wake up to the Spirit and allow the Spirit to work in our lives, have faith that it's going to change things and work in our lives, you will see results. I know Sister Foreman's walking back and forth, but when we went to that date in court, we had faith that something was going to change. And all we did was walk in there together. Don't you know when the devil sees us united that he has to run? He can't stand it, but he can't stay. He's not welcome. He had to go. But if you stand up there by yourself, oh, he's going to come right at you. Part of our problem is that we try to do it ourselves. We try to do it alone when we don't have to do it alone. Call your sister up and say, pray with me. Uh-huh. Yeah. Hallelujah. Don't say, pray for me. Say, pray with me. Because where two or three are gathered.
Hallelujah.
Don't call me and say, pastor, pray for me. Because I'm going to tell you, okay, I will. But there's a time right now, right then and there, that if you say, pastor, pray with me right now, pastor will pray with you right now. Because you need prayer immediately. You need God to work on your behalf at that time. The apostle says, I am strengthened by his grace. The scripture, 1 Corinthians 2 and 5, says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Some of our faith is standing in the wisdom of men. We're waiting for man to make a decision for us. We're waiting for man to do something for us. But the scripture says it should be in the power of God. That means that anything is possible. Because with God, there is nothing that's impossible. That is a word that's not even in a dictionary. That's not a word that he can even quote. That's not a word he can't even consider. We're so busy moving around, walking around, waiting for what man has to say. But believe in the power of God. That is having your faith in the faith. Philippians 3 and 9 says, and be found in him. I just got to stop right there. It says, and be found in him. I want to know when somebody finds you, when the devil comes after you, where does he find you? Where does he find you? You know he's looking. The scripture says he goes back and forth, looking. So when he finds you in your despair, in your distress, those are the times he's really looking for you. Where does he find you? The scripture says, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Not having my own righteousness, which is of the law. Well, you know, they did something wrong to me, so I'm going to take care of that. You know, my own righteousness says I'm going to get back at somebody. My own righteousness says I'm going to curse somebody out. They did me dirty. My own righteousness tell me that I'm going to go in there and tell the boss just what I think. You know I should have got that promotion. You know your own righteousness means that you're going to go and tell your wife or your husband what you really think. And not having my own righteousness, which is of the law. So when you're in the law, you are dead to Christ, because we're not under the law any longer. But that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. This is saying that we just have to have faith that God is going to work things out in our behalf. Amen? Through his righteousness. So the person who did you dirty, you have a righteous God, you have a righteous Christ working on your behalf. You don't even have to fight the fight. Do you know this is probably one of the only times in the Bible that you got to fight? The only times he talks about you fighting. You got to fight the fight of faith. He didn't say go fight your enemies. He says fight your faith. So your faith is a battle. He didn't say go take out your revenge on anybody. Fight your fight of faith. You don't have to fight. Just the fight of faith. And when you fight the fight of faith, that is an inside personal deal. I can't fight the fight of faith for you. I can't fight it for my wife. So you don't stand a chance. But you have to fight your own fight. When you stand before God, you're going to stand by yourself. Your faith is your own. You have to fight your own personal fight of faith. Amen? Which is the righteousness. Now, in that fight of faith is believing. Remember, your faith is believing. You have to fight believing God. Believing that he's going to work things out for your behalf. Amen? Faith is, I am satisfied with himself as Christ dwells in the heart. How many times have you gone to do something and you're fighting that fight of faith and somebody says, you know you really need to do something else. But you're so into God when they found you that Christ is in you and you're waiting for God to work on your behalf and somebody says, you need to go just tear that building up. You need to just go tear that office up. You just need to go punch them in the face. You have to reconcile yourself when you're fighting that fight of faith that you have to sit back, hallelujah, and watch God work. And when you watch him work, cross your legs, have peace, be content, knowing that he's already at work in your behalf. Because the Bible tells me that when we pray, that he always hears our prayers. You know, there's a song that they used to sing, say, hold on, I'm coming. I want you to know right now, no matter what it is, hold on, because he's coming. We get a little too impatient, but hold on. Hold on, because he's coming. Amen? The scripture says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Oh, how hard it is to love somebody that has done you wrong. But in order to do that, you have to be grounded in the faith. Amen? How all the things that Christ went through, oh, how easy it would have been for him to be upset over it. Oh, how easy it would have been for him to get revenge. But he was grounded in love. Hallelujah. Thank God that he was grounded in love. Amen? Because he was grounded in love, we can be grounded in love. Because everything that he went through, he says, I went through it to show you that I can do it. And if I can do it, so can you. Realizing that anytime you do something that's not grounded in love, you give the enemy power over you. When you do something that's not grounded in love, you give the enemy and his minions and his demons and his legions power over you. We don't have to walk around feeling sorry for something that we did. We should not have to repent and tell somebody, I'm sorry I cursed you out. I'm sorry I called you names. I'm sorry I stole your car. I'm sorry I did this to you or that to you. We don't have to be sorry about that. We need to walk in love no matter what. He didn't say it was easy. He did not say it was easy. Because he is saying that as we walk in faith, that we're going to have trials and tribulations. But you want to know something? That is part of the job. Scripture says there will be trials and tribulations. You follow me, there's going to be things that you're going to go through. It's not an easy road. But I recognize that anything that's too easy is no good. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. I said anything that is too easy things I choose not to talk about this morning, but just keep that in mind, that anything that is too easy is not that good. Amen? You have to use your faith to defeat the devil because he's a bully. And if you cow down to him, he's going to attack you even more. He's a bully. He's a bully. He's the first bully that ever was here. He's the original. And let me tell you something. His tactics have not changed in all of these thousands of years. He's still the same bully he was. But when he hears the name of Jesus, he's a punk. You have authority as a child of God and in the Word of God. Hallelujah. As a child of God, you have power in the blood of Christ. You have a weapon that causes the devil to back up every time you call the name of Jesus. You have that power. You have that authority. You are covered by the blood of Christ. You have the sword of the Spirit, and Satan must retreat. Amen? You can oppose him in the name of Jesus and remind them that it's not your battle, but the battle is the Lord's. You come to fight me? No, I got somebody for you. I'm not fighting you. And I'm not scared of you. But you just wait here for a minute. Just wait right here for a minute. You don't even have to go nowhere. You just call the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You already know that the victory is already won. Christ won the victory on the cross. Amen? Your faith and your faith in the faith will protect you. And it will protect the outcome of whatever you go through against the enemy. Amen? Amen. You must be bold and strong. Woo! You got to be bold and you have to be strong. You got to be bold and strong. No, you got to be bold and strong. Bold. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, Satan, and your minions right now. I am a child of the King. I'm covered by the blood. Satan, I rebuke you right now. You got to be bold. You got to know what you know, what you know. And when you know what you know, what you know, you stand there and you say, Satan, I rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. You can't have my son. You can't have my daughter. You can't mess with me, because no matter what it is that you do, the victory is mine through Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. You have to open your mouth and declare what it is that you want. When your child wants something, they keep pestering you. And sometimes they scream at you. Not because they're being disrespectful, but because they want it. You can go to God and you can let him know and declare, God, I need this, I want this. But according to your will, of course. If thy will be done. Amen? But if it's something, if it's healing, there's a faith healing. There's a healing for faith. There's a gift of faith. And everybody don't have that gift. You want to know that? There's a gift of faith. Hallelujah. That person that has that gift of faith, that's the person that has faith beyond your faith. That has the faith beyond what people think can happen. Somebody yesterday at the Overseers Appreciation said that she had a word from the Lord. And the word said, give the man of God everything that you got. Give him $3,000. That's all she had. And she gave the $3,000. Didn't know how she was going to pay the next bill. Went to Bible study, and somebody said, I got something for you. And gave her an envelope with $1,000 in it. Another week goes by, and somebody's walking around in this Bible study again, and everybody leaves, and there's an envelope on her Bible. And she opens the envelope, there's $2,000. Hallelujah. When he speaks, we must listen. Hallelujah. It's better to listen and obey than to be disobedient. Part of our problem is that we're so disobedient. No, not my money. I'll give him 500, not 3,000. That 3,000 will cost you 10,000 because you were not obedient, whatever it is. Amen. But that was a woman of faith beyond, because she had the gift of faith. You see, the person with the gift of faith, they'll come to the hospital and they will touch and they will pray for somebody. And all of a sudden, things will start turning around because of that gift of faith. Believing beyond what the doctors, the instruments, normal medicines, the diagnosis, prognosis, whatever it indicates, that gets a faith, brings God down to say, because of your faith, you're healed. Didn't Christ heal people because of their faith, not because of their money? Not because of what the doctor said, not because of what society said, not because of what common belief was. He said, because of your faith. Victory does not depend on your size or your strength or your skill. Some people think because they're a big person that they got more faith. Some people think because you scream loud, it's an indication of more strength. Your victory is inside. Your faith is inside. Come here, Sister Thickpen. Hallelujah. She don't like when I use her, but that's why I like to use her. Hallelujah. This is a little person with big faith. Hallelujah. Little person, big faith. Hallelujah. Her physical stature, she told me she's not little, but her physical stature is not that big. But she's got big faith. Hallelujah. I know she's going to beat me up later. That's all right. But in the name of Jesus, I rebuke the enemy. This is a spiritual battle. This battle has been going on for all the ages. ever since creation, before creation. It is a battle between the enemy and God. The battle is over your soul. The battle is over your life. The battle is over your circumstance. The battle is over your faith. Because your faith has to be in the faith. Your faith has to be in here. Your faith has to be in what you believe. We're conditional believers. What did I say last week? Spiritual consumers. Spiritual consumers, right? I think I'll buy some faith today because things are going on. I start coming to church now. You know, maybe I'll go in this store to buy what I need today. Faith is not like that. We can't be spiritual consumers. No, we can't. We have to be all the time in time. As I said before, if something should happen, where is the Lord going to find you? Hallelujah. Where is he going to find you? When the enemy comes looking, where is he going to find you? Are you going to be in the faith? Or are you going to be outside of the faith? Not saying that you don't have faith, because in times of trouble, we all have faith. But is your faith going to be in the faith? When you have God on your side, you don't have to run. You don't have to cry. You don't have to tremble. You don't have to fear, because you already know the outcome. The script has already been written. This is not a mystery movie. You don't have to wait to the end to see the outcome. The end was already written. It's everything in between to get to the end that we have to worry about. We already know the outcome. When you go through a situation, you already know the outcome. You are victorious if you're in the faith. Hallelujah. All you have to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He will fight for you and he will win the battle. So I ask you today, where is your faith? Do you have faith in the faith? Where is your faith? Let us stand this morning.